The Torah tells us, "V'chiyamuch achicha matei yado imach v'chazakta bo." If your brother falls down and he's weak and he has nothing, it's your obligation to support him, imach, with him, v'chazakta bo, and then you're to strengthen him. The question is, what is the Torah telling us? I understand that when your brother is weak, you have to take care of him, but what's the word imach? Why does the Torah add in it has to be with him? This is a beautiful mashal, beautiful, beautiful story. There was a king who wanted his son to be instilled with all the wisdom of the world. So he hired the best tutor, the best teacher, and said, "It is your obligation. I want you to teach my son everything he can possibly know so that he could be the brightest and the best of the future leaders in the world." So they spent hours and days and weeks and months and even years until finally the teacher comes back to the king and says, "Your son knows everything that I have to offer him. He is truly one of a kind, a brilliant man." And the king tests his son and realizes, "Wow, my child has knowledge in him that is unreal." And so what happens? He turns to the tutor and he says to him, "Here, I'm paying you 1,000 pieces of gold, and I want everybody to know I'm going to give you the proclamation that you are truly the most brilliant teacher out there. So there'll be no questions, nobody can question the knowledge base and your authenticity." So that's quite a piece of paper to receive from the king of this big, strong, powerful country. He goes home and he enjoys his success. About a month later, he calls the king and says, "King, I have to be honest with you. I lied. There's one more lesson that your son needs. I need an hour privately with him and it'll all be good." King says, "Of course, I wouldn't want to lose out on that opportunity." Sends his son to the house of the tutor, and the tutor sits with him for an hour, ties his feet up, and starts hitting him mercilessly. An hour of mercilessly being beaten. And then he throws him in the back of a wagon and sends him home. The king sees that his son is crying and screaming and bloodied, and he's incensed. "What? What kind of chutzpah is this? How could you do that to my son?" He comes with his strongest soldiers ready to attack the tutor, but the tutor looks at him and says, "You know, you have proclaimed that I'm the smartest and the wisest in the land. So clearly what I'm doing makes sense and there's a reason behind it. You can't possibly strike at me." And the king realizes he's in quite a bind. His son has just been humiliated and beaten by the tutor that has made him a genius, and at the same time that the king has proclaimed as to be the wisest in the land. What do you do? So he turns to the king and says, "Bring your son back to me. I want to talk to him one more time. You can stay here for this conversation." So he looks at him and the son walks into the room and he says to the son, "I want you to understand, Prince, I brought you for this last lesson because you're going to have to do a lot of things as king and you're going to have to make a lot of decisions. But perhaps the most challenging decision of all is when you're going to mete out punishment towards other people. He goes, and when you're going to say to someone, you require 500 lashes, 100 lashes, 200 lashes, merciless beatings for what they've done. But you'll never know what that felt like. So when you throw out a number, it just sounds like something that makes sense given the circumstances. If you do X, you get 100 lashes. If you do Y, you get 200 lashes. But you don't know what that feels like. And it's really hard for you to assess the pain that a person goes through when you yourself have never suffered like that." That's pshat in our pasuk. Oh yeah, it's going to happen. There'll be lots of poverty in the land. But when you're the person that's not impoverished, you're the person that has everything, do you truly feel the pain of the person? Torah says, imach. You have to be with him. You have to be able to appreciate his pain, because so long as you can't appreciate his pain, you have no ability to truly, truly help him. I think that's a very powerful idea, because all too often we try to help people, but what do? We throw out empty words based on what we think they're feeling, but we have no idea. Until you feel the person's pain, until you feel a person's suffering, you can't truly appreciate it. The Torah says, if your friend falls down, you need to do the best you can to get down in the dumps, be on the side, in the gutter with him, helping him so you could feel what he's coming through. And then v'chazakta, you can strengthen him once again.